Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Now, a major security operation is in place in Northern Ireland following five nights of disorder in Belfast. Police have said a significant, visible policing operation will be in place across Northern Ireland to ensure everyone is kept safe. The PSNI Assistant Chief Constable Melanie Jones has been speaking to the media. We can take a listen to some of what she had to say.
We will have a significant, visible policing operation in place across Northern Ireland to ensure that everyone is kept safe. We will be supporting the right to peaceful protest that is lawful, but this does not extend into intimidation, harassment or disorder. I encourage anyone who is planning to engage in protest to do so peacefully and within the law, and to engage with the police and follow our advice and instruction.
That's Assistant Chief Constable with the PSNI, Melanie Jones. For the latest, I'm joined by crime correspondent for the Belfast Telegraph, Alison Morris. And shortly, we'll be speaking as well to Professor of Social Policy at Ulster University, Deirdre Heenan. Alison, to you first. Can you bring us up to speed on the latest and these protests and counter-protests, or what's happening in Belfast this evening?
Well, I'm standing at City Hall, so you might hear there's quite a lot of background noise. When Melanie Jones said there'd be a significant police presence, she was not messing around, because there is a huge police presence here. There's probably more than 20 Land Rovers with dozens of TSG riot-style police officers holding a hard line between the two groups of protesters. On the sort of refugees welcome side of the counter-demonstration, there are probably maybe more than 2,000 people gathered at one stage. On the other side, on the sort of anti-immigration protest, at the start there was handfuls just of numbers, and then that increased maybe to about 200 or 300 people holding up posters saying, you know, not far right, just right, and all sorts of other things. There was no sign of our friends Kulik this time, though. It seemed to be mainly protesters from in and around parts of Belfast. Some of them had posters that said the Shankill says no to immigration, which sort of identified the direction where many of these people are coming from. There's a lot of shouting and chanting, and at one stage the police have given a message to the people standing at that sort of anti-immigration protest that if they don't remove their face coverings, they could be arrested. The police earlier on today said that those COVID regulations that were put in place, that emergency law, we all remember back to 2020, in relation to face coverings, that they're actually lifting that legislation so police could force people to remove face coverings if they are asked. And that was because, obviously, a lot of the trouble that took place last Saturday, they involved people who had hoods and masks over their face.
So they can stop and search people, and they can tell them to take those masks, those coverings, balaclavas, whatever, off their faces.
They can indeed. And so that was said today, and that seems to be being put into place, because I did notice there was quite a few people with their faces covered standing on the sort of anti-immigration side of that protest, and police using a loudhailer have told them on several occasions that they're likely to be arrested if they don't remove their face coverings. So we can see that it's as I said, it's a very orderly policing presence, quite an impressive police operation at the minute. It's doing a good job of keeping the both sides apart. It was quite, when I arrived, there was almost like a carnival atmosphere. It was like reggae music playing, people waving flags. There was none of the tensions that we've seen at those protests last Saturday.
Right.
And none of the numbers that we've seen at those protests in terms of people who look like they're out to start trouble. The problem, I think, is this crowd is starting to disperse now. People are starting to fall away and make their way home. And I think that the issue with this is that if there's a hardcore rump of people intent to cause some trouble, they're more likely to do it on their way as they make their way home, back to whatever area they came from, rather than do it here in the city centre where there is an absolutely huge police presence, and they would unlikely last more than a few minutes before I think they'd feel themselves getting collared. Mm-hmm. So that's the problem, is tonight that we're all ready, that there could possibly be some violence later on this evening, some sporadic rioting like we've seen in the past few nights since last Saturday. But so far, despite the fact there's a lot of chanting, a lot of shouting, but this is actually, you know, quite a peaceful protest. And as the police keep saying, people are entitled to protest. They just have to do it peacefully.
Okay, for now it sounds like things under control, as you said, and peaceful for now. Let's hope it stays that way, but we'll be watching with interest. And thank you for talking to me from Belfast City Centre there, Alison Morris of the Belfast Telegraph. I want to bring in Professor of Social Policy at Ulster University, Deirdre Heenan. Deirdre, thank you very much for talking to us on Drive Time as well this evening. And our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney, was telling us earlier on about businesses closing, about the universities closing. Is it true, Deirdre, your own children didn't go to work today as well?
It is. My children in their 20s, and they were advised not to go to their place of work, and they decided to stay at home. We are witnessing scenes in Belfast that we were sure were consigned to history. You know, intimidation, fear, people fearful going about their business, going to their work. The children are off school at the moment. People are phoning into radio stations saying, you know, we're staying indoors. People talking about being in their houses at night and afraid to turn their lights on. And again, these are scenes that we really thought we wouldn't countenance again. As we've been saying, we've had a week of disorder in Belfast. It started last Saturday with the anti-immigrant march, but that has descended into violence and disorder. And of course, inevitably, conversations have moved to, well, what got us to this point? This didn't erupt last Saturday. Where did these tensions come from? How do we not know about them? And how did this tinderbox erupt what seems so quickly and so violently? And I suppose it is fair to say that a wide range of factors have fed into these riots and violence and destruction in Belfast. And now analysts and commentators are looking at it and saying, what is going on here? And clearly part of it is dysfunctional politics in the north has fostered an environment where people of colour are unfairly blamed for what are systemic failures. Asylum seekers and immigrants have become scapegoats for the failure of our government policies around housing, NHS waiting lists, our crumbling schools, and the most vulnerable in society, a very small part of society, are being vilified. And what they are talking about is the fear and anxiety, and that's palpable amongst these communities, where there are nurses who are working in Belfast City Hospital are saying, we're afraid to go home at night and we're actually thinking of leaving because we came here for a better life. We're contributing to society and we're afraid.
Regrettable scenes, all right. And it's certainly disturbing to hear that too, when as the health service in the north, like throughout the rest of Ireland, very much reliant on migrant workers. There has been political unity on the matter. The Northern Assembly recall this week. We're seeing the police response and further reinforcements to come. How much more or what more needs to be done to combat to calm down this situation and to combat this chaos in some areas on the streets, Deirdre?
Well, I think what we are seeing at the moment and what is welcome is a multidisciplinary response. So we have the police being very clear, saying this is what we intend to do. We're going to have a zero tolerance approach. The police force here are under extreme pressure. They're stretched and they're exhausted. But they've made it clear that they have called for mutual aid support from Scotland, people who are trained in dealing with riots, and that they have, as Alison said, extended their powers, going back to some of the COVID powers, and that they intend to take swift action. The difficulty, I suppose, in Northern Ireland is if you look to the UK, you can see that the court system acted days after people were involved in disorder. Here, our court systems are very backed up. And the difficulty is, yes, people should be arrested and should be brought before the courts, but this should happen quickly to give the sign that there is zero tolerance to this type of antisocial, intolerable, racist behaviour.
Okay. Deirdre Heenan, thank you very much for talking to me on Drive Time this evening. Deirdre Heenan there, Professor of Social Policy at Ulster University. Let's hope for more peaceful scenes to continue this evening and throughout the weekend in Northern Ireland. Back very shortly.